Welcome, Shoujo listeners. I'm your host, Sarah, joined by Joe. And today we are covering the finale of season 3 of Chihaya Furu and likely the anime as we know it. And crazy stuff be happening in these episodes for us to talk about. And we're also going to do our rankings now that we have finished the show and it's expected completion. We're going to reevaluate our rankings of everything. So make sure you stick around after our coverage to hear all that. And as we announced previously, My Happy Marriage is the next series we're covering. So that is something to keep on your radar as well, folks. But first, Joe, long time no see. You said you were going to have so many things to talk about since 24 hours ago.
Yeah. I was going to undertake a project between when we last recorded, and that project was updating my computer from Windows 10 to Linux because Microsoft is ending support for that. But apparently they lost some kind of court case and now they have to offer security updates for everybody for another year. So I didn't have to do that.
Okay.
So my big thing I was going to do gets delayed till whenever I feel like doing it this year. So it turns out not as big of a deal as I thought it was going to be. So I don't have to do that right
now. Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got an update since we last talked.
Okay.
Last night, I stubbed my toe, the worst I have ever in my life stubbed a toe.
Uh-huh.
And it hurt so bad. And my whole, I guess it's a ring toe, if it's like ring finger, and then the toe version would be ring toe.
Sure.
My right ring toe is like swollen and bruised and like hurts, like I'm hobbling around and stuff. Because I like basically, I guess, kicked the corner of my bed, which I'm just on a box springs. But you know how there's like a plastic edge on box springs sometimes. I like the like skin, basically my cuticle like caught it, so all the pressure went right there and super hurt. And like, oh my god, I forgot this part. And then I woke up at like 6 in the morning. One of my dogs was making a sound, so I went to check on him, and then I started having like super bad like almost vertigo or something. Like my like legs buckled under me and I like kind of fell to the ground and had to like lay down on the ground for like 2 minutes. And then
that's not good.
Is it because of the— I don't know but it was weird. But I'm fine today, so that's what happened to me since we last recorded.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Dang.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to hear that.
Beat you. No, it's fine. It's okay. I know. I'm like, as long as I can walk normal down the aisle in 2 weeks at my sister's wedding.
Right, yeah. Yep, that is important to be able to do.
Yeah, so, yeah, because I gotta wear heels for that, so it should be fine by then. At least I didn't like break a toe. Not that you can do anything, right? You break a toe, that's it. It's just broken and it'll just—
yeah, you kind of just have to wait for that to heal.
Yep.
That's all you can do, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
are your Halloween plans?
I was playing The Sims. My Halloween plans.
We're halfway through the month ish.
Well, my work friend, my bestie, sister from another mister, I think she's planning on doing a Halloween party at her place, more like a chill daytime thing. And then there's like this coworker that always throws like apparently a super cool Halloween party that I've never been invited to. But like maybe this year I'll make the cut. Maybe I'm cool enough now.
Yeah.
Or I could just ask, hey.
Would you
guy,
know you're gonna be? Have we talked about where you're gonna be?
No. No, I haven't. I haven't bought anything. I never like I like have my options. I can be Dr. Grant. I can be Cardcaptor Sakura. Anything else I would have to go, I guess, get something for. But they're expensive. And I am cheapskate. Because it's like expensive and shitty if you get like a Halloween costume at a store, I feel like.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you can kind of just assemble it out of stuff you might have, or like you can thrift stuff. Yeah,
like that's what my Dr. Grant thing is. But,
cut it up and stuff like that.
I guess I could dress like eras. I could just be like an era, like 70s or 80s or something.
The 1340s.
Yeah. Those are the times. How about you? You have grand plans, I take it?
No, not really. I'm like going to be. So I'm as you listen to this, I guess I am coming back from Houston. I will be just back from Houston when this gets around the time this gets released. So I will have been in Houston for a week, not with any of my stuff. And therefore, I'm not doing Halloween stuff because of that. And so I'm not prepping as much. But sure, there's something that I can do or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's been, I don't know. You know, I'm playing Silent Hill F. That's kind of the most October thing I'm doing.
Girl.
I'm not going to dress up as her. I'm not going to do that.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. My planning this year has been real bad because of kind of last minute trips I've had to take in the middle of it. And then with some of my friends leaving the country for a couple of years, I'm having to prioritize hanging out with them. So.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it hard to plan.
Yeah, well, I feel like you just always have so much stuff
that... it's only really been
and then you're always still down for more stuff. You're never like, hey guys, I'm done socializing. I feel like,
yeah, well, you never know what's gonna happen, you know.
I guess
this is how I joined a second book club.
That's right, we did talk about that. Yep. I
just start saying yes to everything.
I'm doing more work. No, I feel like I'm doing more. It's just more for Sarah versus more for Joe are two different things. I'm like doing more to achieve a normal level of socialization, and you're going above and beyond.
Yeah, my calendar gives me anxiety. This is my biggest source. Like, just work is not my biggest source of anxiety. It's like, am I fulfilling all of my obligations to people who I said I would be at places?
Okay. Nah.
That's good, right? Well, that's a normal thing, right?
Is Joe a people pleaser? Are we finding this out? Is Joe a people pleaser?
Listen, I'm going to the events. I am not pleasing those people. I am not pleasing to be around at those events.
Well, I just want to say I am loving the distinguished silver fox hair you were.
Are you just okay?
In the aisle. Oh, you're going to be like Dr. Will from Big Brother.
I don't know who that is. Yes, I look old. Thank you. People constantly like to point out to me.
I think it looks cool.
Okay.
Silver hair is cool.
I was supposed to get a haircut.
I keep wishing I would have silver hair.
It'll happen.
I dye all of it.
Yeah, I was supposed to get a haircut before I go to Houston because my hair is super long and I haven't gotten it cut in like months. But it didn't fit in my schedule and now I can't do it because I thought the place I go to get my haircut was open on Mondays and they're not.
Damn.
So
my place isn't either. Maybe that's a common salon thing.
Probably. Yeah. So I guess I'll just not get a haircut. Whatever. Who cares? I'm just seeing my family. I don't need to impress them.
Get the man bun going.
Ugh. Yeah, so logistics, scheduling, that's everything.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't have pets. You can just drop everything and go.
This is why I don't have pets. That's true. Having pets would make this hard.
I still have not, which I super need to find boarding for my dogs for the two nights that I'm going to be at the wedding thing. That's what I need to do because my whole family, normally my family watch them, whole family's there. They all have to find out things to do with their own dogs. So,
right.
Woo. Last minute. Sarah, that's me.
Yeah.
These episodes are wild.
Just.
I kind of predicted what was going to happen, but like kind of.
I'm
disappointed a little bit by my boy.
A just another, like, put it up on the board in terms of like shows that end at a point where you're like, you're seriously ending the show here.
Yeah.
Along with Ooh. Skip Beat. And were there abrupt endings for any of the other ones?
Abrupt as far as like, that's a shitty note to like leave us hanging.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're ending on this
entire series. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, the other ones are okay. I mean, I guess the Rose of Versailles just has a weird ending in general.
Yeah, this is a bad ending.
But kind of a bummer.
It is the ending.
It
so
is the end.
At least there's that.
Yeah. This there's two really, because these first two episodes are really good. And then the last episode is baffling to me as to why that's the last episode. But I think that goes with the structural problem that has been there the entire time.
Yeah, I guess we can get to it, though. Last Chihaya coverage.
Our last Chihaya coverage. And then it will be back to, I say business as usual, but we've been doing this for so long. Maybe this is the usual business and everything else we do is like the anomaly.
Yeah, I don't know. When was our first cover? When did we first watch Chihaya? That was like season one.
Know.
When did we watch that?
It's probably what? It probably is almost half of what we've covered so far, you think? We used to do two episodes for Angelic Lair.
Oh, that's right. That's because we were lot. Like super doing like here's exactly everything that happened in the. And then talk about it. Yeah,
I really had to rework those.
When I went to that streamer thing, I was talking about the podcast and this guy was like, I'm going to listen to your first episode and your most recent episode just because I want to hear like where it started to where it is now. Like no sense context wise for what we're talking about. But I guess it's an interesting way to try a podcast. This is listen to the first and the most recent.
Sure.
Not to see
that's a way of doing it. I wouldn't do that.
It was from that. Yeah, I know. Me neither.
But, you know, good for them.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Now it's been a lot. We're going to have to go back to like having more. We just don't do any like real kind of analysis in this show at all because there's just so little of it to do. You know what I mean? It's just like this stuff happens and then you kind of just react to it. But we used to say
and then
deeper
we,
things,
like,
I feel like.
What we hope. What happened instead of like what we talking about what happened what we wish happened instead
so we're gonna have to get back to used to doing that again. That's gonna be an adjustment.
I'm ready. Something new
But for now, let's end this. Let's get to the end. This is like the
out of our misery.
It's like the final boss, you know.
It's
15 phases and we're gonna like use an attack that like throws the moon at him or something. Okay,
let's do it.
All right, Chihaya Furu season 3 episode 22 is called Just As My Beauty Has Faded. We open on Chihaya zoning out as their teacher preps them for the final exams. Nishida recaps Taichi's loss to Arata in the last episode, because if you remember, he went to that tournament and lost to Arata, who got second place to morale. Chihaya wonders how Taichi is doing, having lost that tournament too. After practice, Kana asks the girls if they should do something to lighten the mood of the club. The vibe has gone down since the tournament, and Kana suggests that they do something for Valentine's Day. Ooh, as the OP plays.
In this scene, they're getting dressed after practice or something, but Kana has her hair down, and I was like, oh, this looks nice. You should wear your hair not in pigtails more often.
Yep.
Ugh, yep.
But we're finally
Valentine's
doing something.
Day.
We're doing some anime trope stuff. We're doing some slice of life things. It's Valentine's Day where we can be normal.
That's right.
And this is what
is
makes these
what
episodes good.
Yes.
We cut to
the
Chihaya.
Absence of Karada as the sole focus.
Yes. Finally, something else is happening in the show. We cut to Chihaya's house where she and Kana suck at making chocolate. They just like can't figure out how to do it somehow.
It does seem very difficult to do by hand. You're the baking pro. Tell us, Joe.
They sell kits, is my understanding there, because it's like a thing. Okay, so Japanese Valentine's Day, the girls are supposed to give chocolate to guys that they like. They're supposed to make them make chocolate. So there's kind of these. Yeah, there's kind of these ready prepared kits. I think they get where like you more or less, you know, melt stuff and then form it together. But they kind of suck, is my understanding. And that's basically what Sumire is going to say here. So to actually make like chocolate stuff by hand can be difficult, but not really. I don't know. It's still not that hard.
I can't even do box pasta right, so I can't imagine. What?
Were you just boil it and put it in?
No, one time I messed it up for some reason. I don't know what happened, but I like half glance at instructions, and that's my problem.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. You do need to follow the instructions.
Yeah.
Anyway, Samiri shows up late and is like, what the hell have you guys been doing? And then she gets to work and explains how to correctly make chocolate. They're going to make chocolate out of flour and cocoa powder instead of like melting actual chocolate. But like it's a close enough approximation. That's for like a lot of pastries and stuff. You end up doing something like this because dealing with like baking chocolate or like melting chocolate is kind of a pain. And then we get a montage of them all making chocolates, and it like almost gives us a recipe, but doesn't really. So I bet the manga does. So that's cute. Samiri asks Chihaya what kind of chocolate Taichi likes, and Chihaya says that he gets tons of chocolate on Valentine's Day, so he probably just wants something else, like fermented squid guts. And I thought this was a joke, but apparently that's a real thing.
Oh, that people eat?
Yes.
Like, just by itself?
I guess. Samira's gonna give him some later.
Yeah.
So it's real, I guess. Samiri's like, what the hell, man? Why did we just make all this chocolate? We just had a whole chocolate montage, but we're going to have to give him something else? What was the point of this? But it turns out Chihaya was mostly just joking, I think. Chihaya thinks about Taichi. He's so hardworking and nice. She cries, thinking about how much fun she has with everybody, while Taichi just seems stressed out all the time. It's almost like he spent the last two seasons just kind of being tortured by the narrative. What's going on?
She's finally catching on.
In the last moment, she's like, wait a minute, has Taichi been having a bad time in this show? She just wants to make him smile. It's late, so Samiri and Kana walk home. Kana notices that Samiri has bought expensive chocolates that are supposed to have a 100% chance of success when confessing to your crush.
Percent.
She's going to give them to Taichi, even though she knows that she has approximately a 0% chance of succeeding. But Kana encourages her anyway and hopes that Taichi cheers up soon. It's Valentine's Day, and Taichi gets a million chocolates from girls all day. It's happening so often that Samiri doesn't have a chance to get alone time with him to give her her special gift. She sees him out of a window after, like, when he's at PE or something, and decides that this is her chance, and she opens the windows and tosses the bag at him from, like, the second story.
Well, I guess it's probably easier that way, just drop it and run, versus like, hey, I know it's awkward because you know I like you, and we both know you don't like me, but I'm still going to say it. So.
Yeah, well, what she does is not subtler here at all.
Possibly dangerous.
Yes, because it turns out this thing is much heavier than I thought it was going to be. He barely catches it and opens it and sees that it's fermented squid guts after all. It comes in a tin.
Okay, was it tin? I couldn't remember if it was like glass. If it was glass, that could have been. So it could give him a concussion.
No, it looked like it was a tin. Yeah, so this is real.
Okay.
Samiri yells at him, saying that she likes him a lot, but she wants him to tell the person that he likes that. He likes them too, you know, like you need to confess to your crush, just like she's doing now. Taichi just kind of stares at her in utter shock and is like, what the hell is happening? But then Samiri runs off to class, thinking that she knows that Chihaya likes Taichi too. Wow. Character development for somebody. It's Samiri who's like, fine. I guess I'll admit defeat.
I like Samiri that's like shitting on everyone. I miss that Samiri.
The brat.
Yes.
Yeah. The guys get to the Carta Club and see that the girls have set up a Valentine's Day party. Everybody's having a good time, and Taichi even smiles. We did it. He's having a good time. Chihaya takes the chocolate out that they all made to see that it's empty because her father ate them all.
Damn it. This is just like when Sawako's dad took the hat that she knitted for Kazuhaya.
It's exactly like that.
Mother effing dads getting in the way.
Yep. We hate dads here. And Shoujo, they're all stupid.
We're gonna start a dad rank too.
They're all losers. Who's the coolest dad so far in all the shows that we've watched? Without spoiling any of the shows that we watched, because we'll put that in later.
I feel like we actually have not had.
Well, I don't think anyone's been good, right? It's definitely not the Rose of Versailles, let me tell you.
Chick glasses chick from Angelic Layers, rich dad. He was cool.
Oh yeah. She lets Blanche's her doll sit at the table.
Yeah. That guy was cool.
Okay, we got one, and it's not even a main characters.
Yeah.
All right. Chihaya goes home to yell at her dad and finds out that he bought her a bunch of like thank you gifts as I don't know. As thanks. Whatever. Who cares? This guy sucks. Anyway, It's March now, and Kana and Samiri talk about how Kana should get eyelash extensions.
Yeah, this is like an in-depth conversation.
Yeah. Because she's like, you should get eyelash extensions, but you only have 3 eyelashes, so really what you need is like eyelash growth serum, so I'm going to give you some of that.
That stuff works. It does work. I haven't used it, but my sister's eyelashes are crazy.
Okay.
In prep for this wedding, so I guess it works.
Yeah.
And there's eyebrow serum, too. Get them eyebrows nice and thick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But then Chihaya barges in to ask them something. Elsewhere, the Fujisaki boys are graduating and Rion can't get close enough to see them. The blonde guy comes up and tells her that he's going to go to college in Tokyo. And he's like, what are you thinking about doing? But then she gets a text from Chihaya and gets distracted. And it's a gag bit because he likes her, but she doesn't care.
Mm.
In another scene, we see PSP Kid also graduates and appoint Retro as the new Karuta club leader. Chihaya sends some texts to some other people, too, like Hiroshi and Retro. So everyone's getting texts from Chihaya. Back at school, we see that Taichi is now ranked 3rd in school and 2nd in science. He's not 1st anymore. Their teacher gives them a speech about how college entrance exams are more than just standardized tests. They test you on everything you've learned throughout your life, which is complete and utter bullshit. Standardized tests are dumb as hell and waste everyone's time and money. That's my note.
Maybe they're better there.
There's no way. There's never been a good standardized test, let me tell you. They all are stupid and waste your time. I've taken a lot of standardized tests, and they're dumb every time. The dumbest one is the GRE, which you take to get into grad school. A generic test to get into graduate school generically.
Which is a specialized thing.
What does any program have in common with each other? It's nothing. These are stupid. They just make you buy them to waste everyone's time. It's dumb. Standardized tests are stupid, and people should feel bad for making them. Anyway.
Word.
Later, Taichi and Chihaya ride home on the train, and Chihaya is worried about her college entrance exams because she sucks at school.
Is she worried?
I don't know. Well, she's mostly just nervous because she's about to...
She would not be.
Yeah.
Graduate.
We haven't gotten the other bad gag bit with her new teacher, but we will get that soon. They get off the train together, and she tells him to watch the sakura flowers bloom with her later. Anyway, I gotta go, and she rushes off, and Taichi's like, wait, what? And then he turns to see that Hiroshi is here to drag him off to a bar.
It's fun.
Hiroshi drinks...
Hey, When I was in Japan, I literally saw a toddler in a bar, so anything goes.
Anything goes. That's good, I guess. Hiroshi drinks 5 beers and then decides to ask Taichi how his match with Arata went.
5 beers is a lot.
It's a lot. That's a lot of beers, dude.
Ugh.
Taichi gets pensive and tells him that it was like being in an exam. Like Arata has spent his whole life to become the best while he's just trying to scrape by. They walk home and Hiroshi tells Taichi that Chihaya asked him to talk to him for her.
Bastard.
Yep.
Ratting her out. You gotta keep on the down low. This is like when I'd ask my sister, like, hey, can you tell mom you're hungry because I'm hungry, but I'm too timid to ask for anything. And then she'd be like, Mom, Sarah asked for blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Caitlin, no. How could you do this to me? Yeah. I like that.
Taichi says he bets that she just wanted to know about Arata, but Hiroshi's like, come on, man. Come on, man. Read between the lines here. That's not what she's doing. Maybe it was what she was doing. I don't know.
Mm.
Back at school, Samiria's friends tease her about her confessing to Taichi. Also, apparently Taichi is like a homophone with the word the fattest in Japanese. So they tease her about that, too, right as he walks in. I didn't know this.
I guess I can't believe it wasn't brought up sooner. Yeah, I can't believe Nishida's being like, oh, yeah, you guys are calling me Porky, but what about Taichi or something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would his mom give him that name?
I don't know.
I mean, saying it, I like the name Taichi.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, like if you name your kid Dick, they're going to get made fun of, you know, you just got to know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Well, I think of like Tai Chi, the like martial arts.
Oh, yeah. OK. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, too.
Well,
he should do that
anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Tai Chi doing Tai Chi.
Taichi takes Samiri out in the hallway and gives her a response gift because it's White Day, and that's what you do when you're the guy. You give him something back. It doesn't have to be chocolate. It can just kind of be whatever. He tells her that he's going to confess to his crush like she suggested. And she panics immediately. He's like, wait, what? You're going to say what? What are you going to say? When are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? Hold on. Hold on. Wait, I need you to wait 2 weeks at least to do this, Tai Chi. Anyway, I got to go. And then she just rushes off. It's very funny.
Yes. He waits.
He does. He does wait because he's like, OK, well, that's weird.
Put the pieces together, knowing what we know that it happens in 2 weeks.
It's just very funny.
What happens in my life in 2 weeks?
Everything that happens to Tai Chi in this episode is extremely funny because it's just like he's being normal and everyone else around him is being extremely weird.
Yep.
Samira bursts into the Carta Club room where everyone's planning some event and everyone is working to set things up and it's going to be something big. But we don't get to hear what it is. Samira gives Kana the eyelash growth serum and then she sits down and have a cry about getting like soft rejected by Tai Chi, which, you know. Good for her. Have a little cry about it. I probably wouldn't have my cry about it in the room where all my friends are. I probably would, like, maybe go somewhere else to do that. But, you know, good on her for being emotionally vulnerable in front of everybody else. I'm sure they appreciate it, but maybe they don't. I don't know. Anyway, Chihai is, like, furiously tapping on her phone, like, sending stuff, like, messages or something. And she thinks that this is what it means to like someone. To work super hard to make them happy, because they're planning some event for Tai Chi. Time passes, I guess 2 weeks, and an annoyed Tai Chi is like, well, here I am at the cherry blossom viewing thing. I guess we should go and sit somewhere. But then Chihaya comes and shoves a bag with a t-shirt in it into his chest and tells him to put it on. And he's like, why? But then she drags him off to the Katamachi Cultural Center. And then she wishes him a happy birthday because it's his birthday today. Wow. He's turning 18.
Legal.
Well, or is something. It no. I don't know.
19. That's when you can drink there. Is that right?
I don't know. Yeah. No, right. Because you can go and drink and a sign of.
I don't know. I just remember running into 19-year-olds smoking in a bar and I was like, whoa.
I don't know. Whatever. Chihai has organized a Tai Chi themed karate tournament with a bunch of people. They're all wearing matching pink polka dotted shirts that say happy birthday and Tai Chi hates it as we cut to credits.
Yeah, they're pretty ugly.
They're really ugly.
You know, there is like background chatter that it's Nishida's sister who made them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, his is especially bad because it says like Tai Chi cup.
Yeah.
He's the star of it. Oh man,
it's rough. But yeah, this is fun. I like this. I like I like it when Tai Chi just has to be put in weird situations.
Yes. Good. I'm gonna send you a photo of my toe. Sorry,
of your toe.
Yeah, my fucked up toe.
Okay,
I just took the band-aid off. Sorry.
All right,
fun.
Yeah, that's gross. Why did you send me this? Ew.
I don't know. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty swollen.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Tai Chi.
Anyway, what did you think about episode 22?
Carta, the thing he super loves so much that doesn't make him sad.
It's like a little cruel.
On his birthday.
It's a little cruel to make it that.
They didn't freaking invite Arata there to cherry on top
of it. Oh my god.
I guess the idea is supposed to be that it's like she did this whole thing for him, but I feel like it's more of a thing that she just wants to do and not for him.
Yeah, this is the most like there's only like Chihaya only knows one way to express herself and is through Carta and is unable to learn anything else or do anything else.
Mm-hmm,
but it sure is cute. They set this up and that's nice. I'm glad I like it when the Carta Club does something as a team.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
Yep.
And Sumire gets a nice little end to her stuff with Tai Chi. That's pretty solid. I like all that. Mm-hmm. Everyone's very mature.
Yeah. Yep. I've got so much to say about like
about the next one,
the next two episodes.
OK, yeah. All right. Let's get into them then. This one was nice. I like this one. I was like, oh, we're finally doing like fun character stuff.
There is Carta still, but yeah, so at least there's some other stuff too.
That's true. But the Carta next episode is like very tolerable.
For fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, episode 23 is called Like a Boatsman Adrift. We open on Arata playing Carta. His coach wonders if Arata or Morale is the best player at their club. Arata wins his game against Morale, and Arata thinks that he lost to Morale in the final at that tournament because he couldn't mentally calm down from playing Tai Chi. Apparently, during that game, Tai Chi was really gunning for the Chihaya Furu card, but it never got red. And he's like, if it did get red, maybe I would have lost. I don't know.
Well, because the only anything we saw from that match was that Tai Chi asked him if he said anything to Chihaya, and he said yes, and then Taichi sent him the Chihaya Furu card. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't know, Steph, think if you think about it more. I'm too lazy to think.
He's giving Chihaya to him to take her from him.
Well, yeah. Right, yep. There you go. You're so good at talking. Forming thought. What you're here for.
But he didn't. But in the end, he didn't. And Arata got to keep her. Mm. Womp womp. Some kid shoves himself up Arata's shirt and tells him that they should play sometime as the OP play. Hey, who's this kid? Who is this?
I guess. I could be fabricating this, but I'm just assuming this is like, it's a pair of twins. I'm assuming have been like in any scene that we've seen of the Ukui, whatever society. They probably just been there in the background.
Okay.
As twerps.
Yeah.
But I guess 2 years have taken place, so they're getting older. Maybe they were just.
That's true.
Unremarkable children before.
Not worthy of screen time.
No.
Back at the Taichi Cup, there are 36 participants. The rules are super weird, as Chihaya describes them. It's like 3-on-3 team matches like they did when they were kids, where it's like they all kind of take, they play with all the cards and they can all kind of take. And each player is trying to both win their match, because they get points if their team wins, and maximize their own cards that they take, because they also get scored individually by how many cards they take. So like, you're kind of on a team, but also you're kind of trying to make sure that your teammates don't take your cards.
Mm-hmm.
Taichi's like, what the fuck is this? The players ask what the prize for winning is, and Chihaya says that they don't have money, so it's gonna be a kiss from Taichi. And Taichi's like, what the fuck?
Messed up.
Chihaya comes to apologize, but thought it would be okay since they're all here because they all like him. They're all here for his birthday. He wouldn't mind kissing them. And Taichi is like, I definitely don't want to kiss like most of the people here. Dr. Harada's here.
Freaking retro.
Retro's here.
Mother effing Pseudo is here.
Pseudo's here, but he's not playing
at least. Yeah.
Chihaya hands out Daddy Bear themed name cards to everyone. Teams are drawn at random. And they're all pretty random, except for Taichi's team, which is him, Dr. Harada, and Retro. And Taichi, like, he's like, this is the worst team I could have ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know who else is here? Pseudo. He's not going to play. He's going to read. Fortunately, this is our only scene with him.
Phew.
What?
That's it. That's phew. P-H-E-W.
Oh, yeah. Phew. Good.
Relief.
They all get ready to play. Games are really chaotic because everybody is trying to take every card since you get scored individually. So it's like you're basically playing like a 6-person game. Even your teammates are rivals. Just like that one time when Chihaya, Arata, and Taichi were when they were kids. Remember that? This entire tournament is based on that. The fundamental thing.
I guess season 3 is kind of the least flashbacky of the childhood that we've seen, at least.
It should be 0. Because we are far enough out that we should have other things to consider, but it's That's we're still true. Going back to it.
It's just pivotal moment in their lives.
Yeah, Retro even reminds Taichi of that past event explicitly, just in case he didn't catch it, like in case he didn't put it together. He's like, hey, remember how this is like that one time when we were kids? And Taichi's like, I think about that all the time. He doesn't say that, but he does.
He was there.
We get a montage of people playing as Taichi says he's turning 18 today. In the end, Chihaya and Taichi are tied at 105 points. And Taichi's like, holy shit. Does that mean to get to kiss Chihaya? But Chihaya instead insists that they play a tiebreaker. But they only have the room till 4, so they have to go. So they all just kind of wrap it up.
Anticlimactic.
Taichi thanks everyone for coming. Everyone talks about how they had a fun time playing this weird variant. And they all take a group photo together. And it's cute. They should play weird card games all the time.
Yeah.
Normal card sucks. They should play weird variants that just don't make a lot of sense. It's the next day. Taichi comes to the club room alone. Chihaya comes in and asks why he's here if there's no practice today, and he says that he's here to study, and Chihaya is here to replace the curtains. They were
exciting, thrilling.
They replace the curtains together, but the curtain is too long because Chihaya measured wrong. The wind blows them open, and they billow in the wind, and it's like a big dramatic moment.
Yes, I relate to the curtain measurement issues so much. I can't remember if it's this episode two or just the next one, but I feel like the animation quality sucks for like how like important the things happening are. Like, it looks shitty.
They've run out of money. They ran out of money like halfway through this season. They ran out of money at the Chihaya versus Tai Chi match, and they've just never recovered it.
Okay, that one, it made sense, but any others, it's like cut out the quality there, make it just speedy action, and then this is the stuff that needs to look good. What are we going to do with AMVs if the most important parts that you put in your, like, couples AMVs?
This is
like,
the most true thing you've ever said. We need good AMVs, and yeah, it's not going to happen with what you're giving us. The editing is going to have to be crazy.
No wonder there's no season four.
Ugh, God, I wish it's so hard to find good AMVs now because YouTube sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's like everyone's just posting edits on TikTok. And I don't want to watch that. I don't want to go on TikTok. You can't even search stuff there. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's my sister gets all her anime news there now, I guess. It's a platform.
That platform, man. Hate short video format sucks. Anyway.
It's scary because they play as soon as you open the app. There's no, like, let me just step my toes in. It's like, what bam?
Yeah.
Screaming loud.
It's nonstop. Video. And, like, half of them are basically just formatted to be, like,
What's annoying is it's, like, wait till the end.
Yeah, it's
like,
all clickbait.
No, I'm not gonna wait.
It's all clickbait. It's all clickbait as a video. It's the biggest waste your time thing. Like, I don't understand how people are like, oh, I have, like, ADHD, so I like TikTok because I just watch it all the time. I'm like, it wastes so much of my time. I skip every video. If they're like, if they don't give me exactly what I want when the video starts, I'm skipping it. Fuck you.
Yeah, you tell them.
Awful. Anyway.
Don't fall for their crap.
We're talking about Chihaya Furu. This is a big moment. Chihaya asks if Tai Chi wants to do a tiebreaker from the Tai Chi Cup. And Tai Chi's like, come on, we don't actually need to do a tiebreaker. We don't got to do that. Tai Chi reminisces on the past. He tells Chihaya that he stole Arata's glasses that one time when they were kids. And she's like, I thought a bird stole them. You stole them? What? Why would you do that?
I thought this was going to be like what Tai Chi thought her reaction was going to be. Because she's like, is acting so dramatically. I'm like,
dude,
let's.
She's taking this so seriously. This thing that happened so many years ago, it doesn't matter.
And thinking it's going to have such a... Tai Chi, you're so, like, emo these episodes.
Hell yeah.
Just covering his face as he's doing it.
He's covering his face. He's like, yeah, I took
eye
them.
Contact.
He's like, yeah, I took Arata's glasses because I didn't want him to win. And then he says that he's always wanted to be somebody who wasn't a coward. And he lies down and covers his face. Then he tells Chihaya that he loves her. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Chihaya wonders why Tai Chi always does stuff alone. She doesn't respond and just kind of looks at him. And Tai Chi thinks about taking back what he said. But instead, he talks more about what he likes about her. You know, like her hands and stuff. I didn't write all this down, but it was a lot of stuff.
He likes her always trim nails because she has to keep them short for Karada, and he likes how, I don't know, he might have said something along the lines of, I like your mouth even though half the stuff coming out of it is garbage or something like that.
Hell yes. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then he thinks
a lot more elaboration than freaking Arata.
Oh yeah, way better confession than Arata.
Yeah.
But he does think to himself that he doesn't like everything about her, though. Like how she is when Arata's around.
Ooh. When she's thinking of Arata.
Doesn't
yep.
like that. I don't like it when you do that.
Yeah. The problem is that Arata, like, planted the seed early by saying the whole, like, I think of you and every time I'm playing a match thing.
Yeah.
And that's the way to her heart.
That is true.
Is through Karada.
Mm-hmm.
So his confession may not have been better, but the setup. The long game was better.
That's true. Chihaya's like, wait, Arata said the same thing to me. What should I do? Time passes.
I'm so popular.
Wow. Time passes and the teacher tells him that they should go home, like through the door. Chihaya says something to Tai Chi, but we don't get to hear it because the bell rings as soon as she says it. But obviously it wasn't.
I think Tai Chi said that he couldn't hear it either because yes. Because he's like, I've never heard Chihaya be quieter than the bell, but I mean, they didn't put words or anything, but I feel like the lip, if you could lip read a Japanese mouth, I can't, but something along the lines of like, sorry,
yeah, right?
But which is more than freaking Arata got, so
Yeah, so obviously it wasn't what he wanted to hear because he sadly gets up to leave. He wonders what's wrong with him. He never accepted anyone else's feelings before either. And then he says that he actually didn't hear what she said because the bell rang when she spoke. So he didn't even know the full sentence she said, but he did catch the part where she said she was sorry. So that couldn't have been good. So I guess we're just going to like assume it was a rejection, which I guess it is because she doesn't clarify at any point, which she should do if she's a normal human being. There it is. He gets rejected.
There it is. Yup.
We get a montage of the Carta Club playing later on, but Chihaya's haste is hidden beneath her hair. Stoic. The club talks about how to recruit more members. Later, they get their class rankings, and Satomu asks Nishida if Taichi's gonna be okay, because he got rank 1 over Taichi, and he's like, is his mom gonna make him quit? But then Taichi comes to talk to them. It's time to pitch clubs to try to recruit new members. The coach comes to inform the group that Taichi has requested to withdraw from the Carta Club, so they can't say they have 6 members, they have to say they have 5.
Boo, Taichi!
He quits. But Chihaya is still able to give the club pitch anyway and is doing a pretty good job. But then she accidentally says that they have 6 members instead of 5 and totally breaks. She drops the mic and just runs off. And Kana has to pick it up and continue the presentation.
While also sobbing. So people yes. are just like, what the hell is going on?
Yes, not the greatest. Chihaya, like, just runs off from that and then, like, tries to catch Taichi while he's walking home and does. She grabs onto him and starts sobbing. He cradles her and pulls her in for a kiss, but it's not totally clear if they actually kiss or not.
They must have, like, the lips be touching, but we don't see, like, it's not the cutest depiction of a kiss if it is a kiss, like, or if it's just close enough to be like, look, I left because it hurt too much to be there. And if you're going to be forcing, this is what I want from you. So, like, you know, if it's not what you want, leave me alone. Kind of. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's. Ugh.
So they maybe kiss, probably not. They probably just get really close to each other. Taichi asks Chihaya if he thinks he's made of stone or something. He can't play Carta right now. All the cards look pitch black to him. And then he walks away as we cut to credits.
He's not one to be all like, the cards speak to me, though. Anyway, so. Whatever, but.
Well,
I mean, they show them black, but you can still read the kanji, so what's the problem?
It's actually not an issue if the cards are black at all. You're not really paying attention to the color, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that his spirit of playing Carta is over because he was mostly in it for Chihaya, it turns out.
Yeah, which sucks for everyone.
Yep.
You happy, Sumire? You happy you told her to confess his feelings now?
Come on. She was right to do that.
No, yeah, he's just being so angsty. It's too Taichi. Dude, come on, man.
What do you mean he's being angsty? He's taking L's. He's the biggest L of his life after taking the second biggest L of his life.
I know, but like, it's just like everything else, I guess, meant nothing.
Oh, come on. We've been telling him to quit this whole time.
Taichi! No, I don't know.
And then he does, and you're like, why are you quitting, bro?
Well, it makes it so transparent. Well, it's just so obvious that, like, it didn't matter if he was friends with everyone else in the club. Like, he was straight up only there. Or, like, I don't know. Or the friendship that they did have that he was holding back for wasn't worth, like, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean? Like,
whatever. No, don't ask me to clarify. I'm not good. I can't.
Well, you clearly don't like this.
A sensible, okay, you love it. You're like, that's right, Taichi, get the hell out of there. Well, those people fucking suck.
We've been saying it this whole time. I mean, he should still stay part of the club, just not play competitively, really, is what he should probably do.
Yeah, it's like, but, let me just surprise you guys when you're about to have to go up on stage to tell everyone. Like, he's trying to be the most dramatic with his exit as possible.
Well, not that's not himself, true.
But also, the timing sucks. And
well, but that's,
well, he tells the boys.
Yeah, he tells them. I mean, he should have told them before then. But like, their coach is the one who goes and tells them.
Yes.
She's the one who decides to do it right before they give the speech. That was a bad call.
That's true. It doesn't matter if you say you have 5 or 6 members.
Yeah, it's unimportant.
Yes.
So I don't think I think he's trying to be kind of understated about it. But yeah, you know, listen, sometimes you get catastrophically rejected and you have to reorient your entire life. And I get it, you know.
It's just super not. Well, he's just like, it probably no one else but Kana and Samir even know that he has feelings? So the dudes are probably just like, oh, his grades are bad. I guess that's why he's leaving or something.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. I don't know.
So she rejects Tai Chi. She didn't reject Arata.
It's not a happy, happy time.
Nope.
Anyways.
All right. Should we do the last one?
Your thoughts? Yeah.
We can do the last one. We kind of all knew this was coming. I feel like Tai Chi knew this was coming.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I guess I was listening to our last episode or one of our last episodes where I was like, oh, he's going to confess to Chihaya and then her brain's going to explode kind of thing. And that's kind of what happened. But like she, I don't know, maybe because she like reacted so out of character that like she's, I don't know if he was hoping she would at least reject him in a more like friendly way so he could keep pretending or like go about like nothing did happen. But because she didn't.
My fear is that.
Your fear.
She didn't really reject him. He didn't hear it because the bell rang. She really was just like, I can't give you an answer right now. Sorry. That's my actual fear. That's what I think is like probably going to happen because this is a shoujo thing. And it's like,
if that was the case, they at least would have included that information to us.
No, I don't know. I don't believe
before it. Before the end of the show. Sure.
Well, yeah. Where the show ends is a wild. All right. Should we just get to the end of the show?
Yeah.
The last episode of season 3, which is also, as of now, the last episode of the show entirely. This is where we end. Mm-hmm. In episode 24, called When Wind Sends Waves Crashing. We cut to Chihaya talking to her third year homeroom teacher, being skeptical of Chihaya's future plans to become a teacher. But then he turns out to be a huge pervert. Great. We're starting off with a good gag.
Uh-huh. Our favorite gag.
Our favorite gag. An old guy being perverted. At the Mashima residence, Taichi's mom yells at him for not being first in his grade. And he tells her that he quit karate, and she seems surprised. After quitting.
Like, she didn't have the meltdown we were expecting.
No.
Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, she like blew up at him and then he's just like, yeah, I quit. And then he just looked sad and walked away. And she's like, oh.
Take the wind out of her rage sails.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
After quitting, the Karate Club is in disarray. Their advisor goes to see them and sees that they have found 5 potential new recruits.
That's a lot.
Yep. Samiri gives him the rundown because it turns out she didn't quit, even though people thought she might with Taichi gone, but she didn't. She's still there. It also turns out that one of the new members is already Class A, which is pretty funny.
Well, we saw her briefly in the day after the Masters tournament.
Okay.
Where she won because she beat Hiro or Retro.
Oh, that was her. Okay.
Yeah. The one of the twins, and the other one was like the dude who was trying to hassle Chihaya. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Chihaya is distracted thinking about Taichi. She can't focus on anything. After her club, she cries in the hallway and sees her old man teacher. She tells her teacher that she's like the rock in one of the poems that crushes the sea. She crushed Taichi after all these years.
And it's only just dawned on her.
She just realized it.
This has been an ongoing thing forever.
She's like, can you believe that Taichi was having a bad time through the first and second season and the third one? I had no idea.
And it's my fault.
It's my fault. I was too busy being the mascot instead of learning things about my friends. Ah.
Why is it this teacher?
All my social links are at level 1.
Why isn't it the Empress? Why is it this old man guy we don't give a rat's ass about who actually doesn't matter or give good advice? Why is he the one?
Because there's no.
She's breaking down. And then we see his eyes for the first time because we're serious now. This is a serious moment. We get to see his little eyeballs.
Unfortunately, we have filled the cast up with just terrible people. Just like awful joke men. And so now when you need to use them, you can't because they all suck. Ugh, anyway, his teacher speculates that maybe Karada has been holding Chihaya together after all of these years. And Chihaya replies that she's scared of Karada now. And her teacher tells her to just spend time learning something else. Like, I don't know, distract yourself with something that isn't this thing for a little bit. It doesn't matter what it is. Just go and do something else. Have a hobby. Go touch grass. Taichi goes to study for med school entry exams. Like a cram school.
So awful. Like, what a miserable time.
Yep.
This sounds like awful. All your free time has to be studying too.
He's just going to school forever. Lots of women are interested in him at this cram school, but he's too distracted to really engage with any of them. Suddenly, the instructor comes in, and it's Suo. And Suo's like, hey, wait, you're that one kid.
That's right.
Elsewhere.
We were right. He is a teaching.
Yeah. Like, he's teaching med school entry classes? What is this? I thought he was an idiot.
It's entry classes. So. No, he's going to fancy university, right?
Yeah.
He's just a goofy weirdo, not intellectually, but socially.
I guess so. He just seems like a normal guy, honestly. Everybody hates this dude, but he just seems like a pretty, like, normal, like, kind of okay dude who's going blind.
Well, in Japan, what is the saying? Like, nails that stick out are more likely to get hit or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That saying is, don't stand out, don't be different.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, Arata tries to start a karate club, but he only has like 3 members. So they can't be an official club, but they can still practice as a team for tournaments because you just need 3 for a team, but not for the 5-person ones. That's for the 3 where they all play at the same time. Actually, wait. Oh, yeah, because you can do it with 3. They just have to all 3 win every time. Morale is taking more of a leadership role, so it's up to Arata to win as many tournaments as possible for their karate society. Arata thinks about Chihaya and Taichi's support over the years. And he decides to try harder to recruit members to the club. He dresses up in his hakama and tries to make a hard sell for the karate club to his classmates during lunch. He goes to each of the classrooms, but gets real nervous when he gets to his own grade. He's like, ooh, this was easier than knowing these kids.
Heckling him. Yeah.
He talks to the neighbor girl about why he wants to make a club, and he says that it's good. It's a good way to hang out and make friends. And she's about to volunteer when Arata is approached by some people who want to join. He has enough members.
I can't believe he wasn't like, damn you for ruining me with your cooking.
What have you done to me?
Yeah.
You need to cook until it's done. You need to use a meat thermometer next time. He has enough members to form a team. They go on a train. Or no, they go on a train. They go to train with the Fujisaki team because their team, we're being teams now. The Fujisaki coach mentions that some of the Tokyo kids are going to be there like later in the week. And then she informs Arata that both Taichi and Chihaya have quit. And he's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, this is such a weird episode. We'll talk about it more. But like, just reversing the roles is so hard.
He's so distracted that he can barely focus in on his game against Rion. The Fujisaki president goes around and encourages everyone, and they all start playing better. And Arata wonders if he should be encouraging his team. He does not, though. Even during lunch, he's too busy thinking about Chihaya and Taichi and isn't giving his team any advice at all. The Fujisaki team continues to encourage each other while Arata doesn't. The Fujisaki coach even gives her members some advice. Arata plays Rion again and tries to think about how to encourage his team. When one of his teammates tries to step up and be the encouraging one, but he's a little too nervous to do it, and it's very awkward.
It's cute, yeah. Yeah.
Arata tells his team that they need to start talking, and he gets them all into a team cheer, but it takes them a couple tries, because they're doing this for the first time. But they're getting there. This is fun.
Mm-hmm.
The day ends, and everyone goes home. In the car, Arata thinks about his encouraging thinks of an encouraging speech to give the team, but then he turns to see that everyone's asleep, because it's been a long day. He wonders again why Taichi and Chihaya would quit Karda. What could have happened? Why is Arata always so far away from the plot, he wonders.
Yes. Now you're close to the plot of like season one, my guy. It's just that we happen to be in season 3 right now.
You were so far behind, my dude. They like turn a hill and they can see like the sunset behind Mount Fuji, and they all wake up and watch the sunset together. Arata thinks that he's late to starting a team. But he did it because of Chihaya and Taichi, and he wants to see them again. Elsewhere, Chihaya studies at the library and then sprints off to buy juice and chugs it. And then she thinks that no matter what she does, she can't stop thinking about Karda. Girl, this is not a good distraction. Go play a video game.
I was going to say, studying is not going to get your mind off it, I fear.
Then she remembers something Taichi said to her in their first year about Arata seeing them again. He's like, we're gonna see Arata again, and we gotta be ready for that. She gets a text from Arata with a picture of his new karate club. Elsewhere, Taichi gets the identical text, and he turns, and we see that he's with Suo, but not at Med Cram School. He's at Suo's Karate Society as we cut to credits to the end of Chihaya Furu forever, I guess.
I do like that it's okay, because this would be like very clearly This is like a good season ender because it's like, oh, here are all these problems that would have to be addressed in season four. But and Tai Chi's gonna come back, be like lone wolf, but he's a badass now because he's been training with the master, blah blah blah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But no, was that freaking sequel.
But that isn't gonna happen.
I can only imagine. No.
We have to pretend like this keeps going, even though it does in the comic. You just need to read the manga.
Yeah, it's just strange because like this is our first like Arata's the main the character of the episode, like the most time we've gotten.
Oh my god!
With Arata, we finish without it being interrupted.
With Arata,
and yeah, Arata basically doing everything that Chihaya and Tai Chi were doing in season one. He's now doing. He must be fine in school. I guess he's at a small school, so he'll probably be fine no matter what. But it's he's a third year too. But he's like now he's doing all the things that they were doing their freaking freshman year.
Yep, this is only halfway through the manga.
And now they're gone. And now both of them are doing what he was doing, where he wasn't playing Karada. And they were all like, oh, I'm our friend. Why isn't he playing Karada? We're going to go. So I don't. Okay. The show or the manga must go to college, right?
I don't know. I mean, they could spend a whole year, like a whole 50 volume or 25 volumes in the second half here.
Fucking hell.
Because there's more drama. Yeah. Like the thing is here. We're getting into character stuff. This is all these are three character episodes. We're not focusing on Karada tournaments against people who don't matter. We're focusing on characters that are the main cast that I care about. And so these are good. And I'm like, why didn't we do this the whole time? Why did I watch three episodes of Dr. Harada versus Suo? Mm-hmm. Why did I have to learn so much about Haruka, a character I don't care about? It does not matter. Mm-hmm. This should have been the show.
At some point,
this should have been.
We did see
the whole thing.
I don't remember where, but. Hiroshi being like, oh, I'm not sad this year, but once my current second years graduate, then I'll be sad. And then his co-teacher's like, yeah, because then you'll have like no girls in your club anymore. And he's all like, oh, so we got another like pervy adult.
I don't like Hiroshi. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these guys. They're all bad.
Tai Chi.
Like, honestly, like, Suo has risen back up in the ranks, even though he's, like, weird about Chihaya, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Normally, he's not doing that, so he gets to be, ugh. It's just bad. Okay, it's all
and
bad.
And now Suo and Tai Chi can both wallow together about their lost love, Chihaya. okay. And then maybe you're right, and that is what happened with what Chihaya said, and then that's another thing for season. Because, like, Hiroshi, Sumire, they both seem convinced that she's into Tai Chi. It's hard to know, because, you know, the whole show seems like it's been Arata that she's been so enchanted by, but now it's the whole Tai Chi's not in your life anymore, so we'll see, you know, this makes the heart grow fonder.
At the end of season two, she says she's in love with him.
Oh, that's true.
But she's in the hospital. She says she's in love with him. And then nothing happens this entire season. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How can they do this? How can they use my time like this? How dare they?
I know. Okay. Creators of Chihaya. What studio is this from again? Freaking listen up, people. You gotta cut the crap with the creeps.
They're adapting.
Make everyone look pretty. Oh, you just gotta make them, like, make the romance parts look good. Put those in promotional videos. And then people are gonna be like, oh, Tai Chi, he's so pretty. I wanna watch that show. And then boom. And then just make, how could this can't be the end? But I'm certain there's no petition going around demanding that another season of Chihaya.
Probably not. I don't know.
Nope.
So, here we are at the end. So this is the end. It's the end of the season. I think for a season finale thing, it's actually, it's not bad. Like, I think it's dramatic setup for the next season.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
If there was one.
Yes. Yep. I think it actually does good drama setup. Like, I think we had good, like, drama beats this season, like with the Chihaya versus Tai Chi episode. We kind of dropped the ball in the second half of that one. We had stuff of, like, Tai Chi versus Arata. We basically didn't get to see that at all, which is disappointing. And then we have this, which is like decent setup, but yeah, like other than the fact that this is like a very poorly paced show, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like all the components are there is the thing. Like I want them to redo it.
Yes. But maybe they will one day, but not anytime soon.
Well, I feel like most fans like the Karada stuff. Like this is the thing is like when people say they like Chihaya Furu, and I know you do as well.
Yes, I'm one of them.
It's mm-hmm. You like the action of the games, right?
Yes. Because that's most of what we get, I guess. If I want to like the other stuff, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah. And I think this is me just not liking sports anime, where I'm just like, I don't really care about the games that much, unless the game itself is particularly interesting, and most of them just aren't.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but it was here. These, you know, the first two episodes, it's weird to end with like an Arata episode where he's just been, it's just never been clearer that he is not part of the main story. It is so stark contrast to be like, here he is doing some other stuff completely alone to everybody.
Yeah, this seems like something that would be a bonus episode almost.
Right.
Like his little...
Like he could just show up next season with a club and I wouldn't have asked how he assembled it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's not any of the characters that they introduced were like anyone interesting or remarkable.
No. And I'm also not really
So it's not like it's going to be about them.
Yeah, I'm not like invested in Arata's like growth as a leader. I don't really care about that either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a peculiar place to end.
I'd be interested to see what Shinobu thinks next time she sees him roll up with a bunch of twerps.
That would be, yes, that's going to be good if we ever see it, which we won't, but that would be good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we never see Shinobu again.
We're never going to see Shinobu. My girl, my lonely girl. Damn.
Chiaya, why didn't you get her number? You should be getting her number.
She didn't.
Also, sorry, hold on. Suo is teaching what I'm assuming is in Tokyo. But then we thought he lived in the Kyoto area with Shinobu. So like,
oh, maybe he doesn't.
What is happening?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know where the cram school is. Maybe it's like a little bit out of the way. But yeah, he still would have been. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Maybe special med school is just like, I don't know. I mean, the train ride isn't that long, like the bullet train.
I guess so, but still probably like over an hour.
Yeah.
You don't want to commute every day for over an hour. That sucks.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people had to do here, but
that's true. That's because there's no alternative.
To all of them, it seems like such a,
it's not like another city over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Uh-huh.
That is peculiar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe his family's just there. Maybe. Freaking what's her face auntie lives there, and so he visits.
She never reconciled with her grandmother. We never got to see that.
Oh yeah, no, we never see that. No.
All right,
well, okay, because it makes for like a super interesting show if we could watch it in its entirety, because it is long, so there is time for like those kind of characters for us to learn more about, like Shinobu and stuff. But unfortunately, it won't, because we're not getting the other half. But but it's like a show that has more to offer than just romance or just sports. And like, I don't see that really anywhere else. But also, this isn't done in the best way to show the combination of the two. But like the potential for that combination, I don't know, Blue Box, that's kind of romance sporty, right?
Yeah, it is.
And that's popular. So maybe that's the best example of that. I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I read that. It's similar in some ways. I mean, the thing is that, like, yeah, Chiaya Fuwa has a lot of stuff going for it, but, like, it's so all over the place that we are in 75 episodes, we're only halfway through the story, and I feel like a lot of that is because we focus on these side characters that just don't have interesting arcs.
Yep.
Like, Haruka just isn't interesting. We spent so much time with her this season on that. Rion is not interesting. We spent so much time with Rion and the Fujisaki coach. All three of those are just, like, they're kind of cool. They have cool character designs.
Women, boo! We don't want to learn about them. Get them out of here.
Yeah, like, it's just not... There's too many side characters that we spend too much time with for what we get out of them. I don't know. Like, I get the idea that you want to have this whole cast that comes together in the last thing, and they all play a tournament, and it's like, oh, you know all the contestants, right? Like, how fun would that be if it's like you're invested in every single match? But that's too much. It's too much for this. I mean, what... If this was going to get played out to its full, it may take 6 seasons. And what anime do you know gets 6 seasons anymore?
Certainly not shoujo or josei anime. Even the shounen aren't getting that.
Yeah, nobody gets that. Like, it's like a paradigm that ended like a decade and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Although I guess season 8 of My Hero is coming out, and that's the final season. So that's the most recent example of one that exceeds 6 seasons.
Yeah, but that's like one of the most popular things ever. You know what I mean? That's like, that is the exception to the rule, as opposed to.
And this certainly is not.
Right. So, Yeah.
Well, there's just no basically, way. Basically, takeaway, if there was more pretty sports anime with pretty boys, but also romantic options for them, I would be more into sports anime, I guess. Okay.
So I, okay.
I'm a sucker for it, I guess. Uh-huh. They're just not very pretty normally.
Yeah. So
it's all like punching each other.
On a rewatch, when we watched it slowly over the course of several weeks, how has your opinion of Chihaya Furu changed?
Yeah, because honestly, I just remember being real jazzed up about the card a part of it. And I don't remember disliking Chihaya. And then I don't remember like being super into either of the boys either. So I think like looking at it more critically, it's like I certainly have like a different takeaway than when I watched it just casually. Like I just like it's the same thing with reality TV. Anytime there's like competition, I get all excited and jazzed up, and then it's like can be so satisfying. That's the feeling that stayed with me. But then like the more long lasting positive feelings would be like, oh, what a good story, or what good characters, or this or that. And we just that isn't quite developed here. And so, yeah, I guess I'll say it's a show I do enjoy a lot. I don't know. I guess I just need to watch. I think I've said this before, but with like games, I feel like maybe because it's more interactive, like those stay, or I can more confidently state if something's my favorite or not, because I like will replay it or like think about it still, or there's freaking merch for it that I can buy, versus anime. I feel like it's so you watch it in that one setting and then that's it. That was it. The time you watched it. Or, and, you know, it's only if I like rewatch a show that seems like a contender to be a favorite. But
there's definitely stuff that like I watch in like a particular time in my life where it was like great, and then I like revisit and I'm like, this is fine. I don't know why I was so into this anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like the context of when you watched it, I think makes sense. And I feel I do feel like the most, we've said this multiple times every time, I feel like every time we talk about the show is like watching it slowly over a long period of time does not really benefit it at all. It's actually probably better if you just kind of watch it as much as you want in a row, like just hitting next video in this case, because normally I feel like I'm pretty much advocating to like break things up over time so you have more time to think about it. I don't think the show benefits at all from doing that.
Yeah,
it probably gets hurt more than anything by doing that. So you really should just like blow through this in like a weekend.
For real.
Those first two seasons did look nice. Goodness. The third season kind of fell apart in terms of like the quality, because they clearly just ran out of money.
Yes.
But, you know, it did look really good, you know, throughout most of it. Well, so.
Yeah, I do like the art style. I guess I don't know. Well, I guess out of all three seasons now, what would you say was your favorite moment from the show?
The favorite moment. I mean, I do really like the Chihaya versus Taichi beginning part of that match. I mean, that's where they spent all the budget. So it looked great. It had like the most interesting stuff. Yep. It doesn't pay off, but I still think the build up to it is good.
Yeah, it was very good. Trying to think what. Maybe Taichi getting. Anytime Taichi is playing, I just very much enjoyed like the thinking through of things of a match.
Yeah.
Was so interesting. So anytime there's a match, I wish we could have gotten an Arata Taichi match in its entirety, because that probably would have been very good.
Hopefully, maybe it would have been good.
But
yeah, I think my top My top three matches would be that. That's the first one. The second one is probably Satomu and Kana. And then maybe that team match where Satomu takes the opponent's card at the end of the 50-50, because that was pretty high.
Yeah, that was good.
Nishida falling off hard.
Fucking who is that guy? his sister is a bigger player than he is in this goddamn show now.
For real.
What do you think Taichi's sister's name is? What if her name means something like
that? I forget she has a name. Like, I forget he has a sister.
I know. We only saw her once. It's
fascinating.
I guess hopefully she's not getting as critical of a freaking childhood as he had to go through.
Yeah. All right, should we move on to show rankings?
Sister again. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This is a disclaimer. We're going to spoil all the shows. I mean, we're not going to spoil them explicitly, but we're going to say whatever we want, which means we may spoil any show we've watched up to this point. So if you don't want to know anything about the other shows, or you're planning to go watch them later, you can skip this part. Because we don't want to bias you. Maybe you really like it, and then you learn that we ranked it low. Or maybe you didn't like it, and we learned that we ranked it high. I don't know.
And then you think less of us.
And then you think less of us. Don't do that. Just stop listening here. But we're going to rank all the shows. We're going to talk about a couple different categories we rank things in thus far. Starting with best show. So unlike the other ones, normally we like finish a new show, so we add stuff. In this one, we've been just kind of updating the Chihayafuru like rankings for it. So the numbers aren't going to change, and my rankings for most of these don't change. So I think Sarah might have updated some of hers, but mine stay relatively the same. So let's start. If we're good to start.
Hold on. My mouse got my recording's still going at least, but I need to get my mouse reconnected. Freaking tapper.
We will not be starting with best show right now. Instead, I'm going to make a new category that I'm just going to rank one time while I'm filling dead air that we could cut out, but I never get a chance just to talk to you without Sarah listening in, although she can still hear. She can't respond because she's far away from her mic. I'm going to rate all of Sarah's headpiece accessories. She wears a headset and she adds little accessories to it. Sometimes I think they got little horns maybe one time. There's like a little bee party hat, witch hat thing going on right now. There's probably been other ones. I just don't remember all of them. Cat ears. She's definitely had cat ears. I think she should add like a lion's mane. I think she should add like a big fuzzy, like goes all the way around, like and wraps under your chin, like with a strap. So it's just like, like a sunflower. Oh, yeah, it could be like, they'd be like little flower petals. I think that would look good. I think we should make Sarah look as absurd as possible while she can't respond to me right now.
God damn it. Okay. What the hell? It wasn't okay. My dog is chewing on a cable, but it's not even for my mouse.
Is it still working or is it not?
Oh, fucking hell. That was for my shitty webcam at least, but. Wait, hold on.
I think we're going to take a break here because I don't want to vamp. I guess I could just keep going. What should I show Sarah?
Keep going!
You know, I have the opportunity, unique opportunity, because she made me watch all those Jurassic Park movies as bonus episodes. I know we've been talking about bonus episodes. We haven't recorded Lady Oscar yet. We're going to do that soon. I'm about to go on vacation, so I couldn't do that in the time frame. But I have an opportunity to make her watch an entire bad movie franchise. Just like how Jurassic Park is mostly not very good movies. There's one really good movie, and then there's several okay ones, and then a lot of really bad ones. And so what should I make her watch? I've been thinking about this a lot. Should I make her watch all the Fast and Furious movies? See, this is a little double-edged sword here, because I also need to watch those movies, and I don't want to watch them either. So if you have an idea of what I should make Sarah watch during our bonus episodes, you can email us at shoujopod@gmail.com, and I will definitely consider forcing us to do that. But don't make it too bad, because I'm not going to pay it, because I have to do it too. Remember, I have to do this also, so you can't make it too mean, or I'm going to say no.
Okay, we're back in business.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Freaking, what the hell? Okay. Fucking dogs. Sorry, what's our...
We are going to rank the best show. We're doing the best show rankings. You just got up and walked away after I said this. So, again, we have watched a grand total of 6 shows. Now we have watched Chihayafuru in its entirety. So we are going to rank them as soon as Sarah comes back and sits back down. I really hope you're going to edit some part of this podcast, because otherwise it's just going to be me talking a lot for no reason. She's still gone. Okay. Sometimes I think ranking is like not the thing to do. You know, maybe we should like assign these all a random score and then sort them in a way and then just talk about them all individually. Are you back? Or can we do this now? Yeah, I'm just saying some bullshit.
Realsies here.
Okay. All right, cool. We're gonna start with best show. Is this your updated list? Can we just read top to bottom?
Sure. Yeah. I'll leave it.
All right, you wanna read yours from top to bottom?
Okay,
bottom. Or from bottom to top. We'll do bottom to top.
Bottom to top. All right, my least favorite show that we've covered to date is still Angelic Layer, which is interesting. It's the first show that I picked for us to cover on this, so you would think I would like it more because I was like, ooh, this is what we're going to kick off with. But one is not a shoujo, so does that like...
I'm going to
lose merit for not being a shoujo.
Eventually, we're going to watch all of the good shoujo shows, and I'm going to start caring significantly less about what classifies. I don't think the genre convention matters. I think we should just watch stuff that's like clearly designed for a certain type of audience, even if it isn't technically part of that audience. Because there's lots of stuff we looked up that's like, we thought this was a shoujo, and then it technically wasn't. And it's like, oh, we can't do it. And it's like, we can do whatever we want.
That's right. Okay. Well, yes, it's, I guess it's kind of the most similar to Chihaya out of what we covered, because it has like tournaments and competitions and sports as well.
Kinda.
Although I found, some of the characters were cool, but we don't get that much from them. It is more flashy, but.
You don't need to give a whole explanation for your rankings of each one.
Whatever. Okay. Hey, what's your worst one, Joe?
Oh, you don't want to just read up the list? I thought you could just go all the way to one, and then I could go all the way to one. But
yes, we can do that.
We can do that. But you walked away. I'm just gonna.
We can do that. Sorry, I'm parched. Okay.
All right.
Number five for me is Skip Beat. Number four, A Sign of Affection. Three is Chihaya Furu. Two, Kimi ni Todoke, and number one, Rose of Versailles.
Great. My number six is Chihaya Furu. It turns out season three did not change my opinion of it very much, unfortunately, because all of the problems I've talked about before continue to be the problems in season three. So it's rank six. Number five is Kimi ni Todoke. Number four is A Sign of Affection. Number three is Skip Beat. Number two is Angelic Layer. And number one is The Rose of Versailles. So same list for me. I don't think. Did yours change, Sarah? You walked away again. Okay.
What the? Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. There's like shit floating around in my tea. That's not normal.
Is it expired?
No, I just bought this.
I mean, sometimes stuff like coagulates. You can just shake it.
What the fuck? Okay, sorry. Okay.
All right.
On to best protagonist.
I'll start.
Yeah.
At the bottom. Do I want to update this? Do I think Chihaya got any better in season three? I'm going to say no.
Damn. I can't believe she's bottom.
Yeah. I like Marie Antoinette more than you.
Yes,
and I don't like her more than Baseline. Otherwise, she would beat Misaki, but she doesn't. So Chihaya is last for me, then Misaki. Number five is Marie Antoinette. Number four is Sawako. Number three is Yuki from Sign of Affection. Number two is Oscar. And number one is Kyoko. Kyoko's still number one.
Hell yeah. Well, bottom of the list for me, Marie Antoinette. Mm-hmm. Hate that chick. And then Misaki, big old nothing person. And then Chihaya, who's just kind of annoying. And then Yuki is number four. Three is Oscar. Two, Sawako. And number one, Kyoko. And I don't know if Kyoko can be topped. And that was not even a complete show or anything, but that was enough to just know that she fucking
It's gonna
rules.
Be hard. So no updates for either of us there either. Okay.
Nope.
Couples. Good thing we picked Chihaya and Arata for the couple last time, because we'll be right.
True.
All right, you want to go?
Okay. Yeah, so my least favorite couple obviously is Marie and Fursen, because I hate Marie. Mm-hmm. Fursen's hot, but because he likes Marie, that makes him not like him.
Uh-huh.
Or he has bad taste. And then we've got Ayane and Kent.
Yep.
At number seven, Rosalie and Bernard. Yep. Six is Chihaya and Arata. I think I was just too lazy to change the listing, but technically they're still not a couple. So our actual couples, well, I guess other, like, hey, Rin and Kyoya from A Sign of Affection. Four is Oscar Andre. Three, Sawako Kazai Haya. Two, Chizu Ryu, and then number one, Yuki and Itsumi.
Still one of our
romance show couple. The actual only for realsies main
one
couple.
One of our rare actual couples in this list.
Yes. And they're great. Yes.
Mine's pretty similar. Number nine, Marie and Furison. Number eight, Chihaya and Arata. They lose a lot of points for not being a real couple. And also, they never hang out with each other because they are separated in the narrative the entire time, including all the way up to the end. Number seven is Ayane and Kent. Six is Rosalie and Bernard. Five is Ren and Kyoya. Four is Sawako and Kazai Haya. Three is Oscar and Andre. Two is Chizu and Ryu. And one is Yuki and Itsuomi. My list did not change at all. Side character. Ooh. I might change mine. Actually,
Okay. Stand strong with
all
mine.
All right, go. Well, yeah. Actually, he boosted up one rank for me. So my number six is Moco from Skip Beat. Sorry, Moco. Number five is Rin from A Sign of Affection. Number four is Kurumi from Kimi ni Todoke. I guess I should remind you, as for the side characters, we don't have the same side character. You get to pick one side character from each show. Number three is Hitoko from Angelic Lair. Number two is Taichi, who got a boost in season three. I love it when that kid is emo. And number one for me,
he does have good reasons,
is still Jean from The Rose of Versailles.
Mm-hmm. We love a comical.
We love an evil villain.
All right. I've got Rosalie at the bottom. Rin is number five. I bumped her down. I put Moco up just because, yeah, we get, you know her more in the manga, but she's pretty cool. And then Sai, that's my Angelic Lair pick. Sai, freaking badass. And then Ayane is number two and Taichi is number one.
Can't do better than one. Finally, he wins at something.
Nope. Love that guy. Yes.
Opening song.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I do not remember the opening song for season three of Chi Furu, so I'm leaving mine the same.
Same. I'm gonna... Okay, then you go first, I guess.
All right, I'll just read mine off. Number six, Skip Beat. Don't remember that opening. Number five, Kimi ni Todoke. Don't remember that opening either. Number four, A Sign of Affection. Kind of remember that opening. Number three, Angelic Lair. I remember this one. Number two is Chi Furu because the season one is pretty good. And then at the top, Rose of Versailles, the one I actually remember.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got Angelic Lair at the bottom. Number five, A Sign of Affection. Four, Chi Furu. Three, Skip Beat. Two, Kimi ni Todoke. And number one, Rose of Versailles. Rose of Versailles, reigning champion of
good
best opening.
Good song.
I think there will be... I know ones that for me will overtake it, but as of right now, I guess maybe, I don't know, just the value of opening, is it like shonen, it's more important to get like a good catchy opening?
I think you always want a good opening.
Because I feel like, I just feel like shonen get the more like memorable ones sometimes.
Maybe. I mean, like Kiss Kiss Fall in Love is a big thing from Oren High School. That's what everyone knows. I mean, that's like defining for that show.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe back then we got better ones.
Yeah. All right. And our last ranking, the mom ranking.
The most important.
Most important.
Slash dads. Dads need to get in on this.
No, I don't want to think about their dad. I mean, like, number one dad is like Misaki's dad who's dead or not commented on. Absentee father is better than half of these.
Most of them are.
Oh. Dog's going crazy. Stuck in a blanket, it looks like.
Yes, Cricket. No, what?
Cricket growling into the mic. Cricket's angry about the dad ranking. Cricket says, no, don't rank those fathers.
Barking at Cricket.
All right, mom ranking. You want to go?
How about you go
I'll
first?
I'll go first. Number six, Kyoko's mom. All I know is that she sucks and drove her child to run away from her. That's pretty bad. Number five is Shoko, Misaki's mom from Angelic Lair. The entire plot centers around her not being a very good mom. Number four is Yuki's mom. She didn't learn sign language. That's not great.
Yeah, shitty.
Number three is Oscar's mom, who's basically the baseline. She doesn't really do anything. She's just kind of chill. Number two is Chihaya's mom, who bought her a Hakama. And has been more supportive in later seasons. So we like that. And then number one is Sawako's mom, who's great.
Yep, yep. I've got Shoko. Another character that I just, like, did not... I just shit on constantly when we were covering Angelic Lair. So she's at the bottom. Number five is Kyoko's mom. Four, we've got Yuki's mom. Three, Oscar's mom. Two, Chihaya's mom. And number one is Sawako's mom. So we're pretty... much it's just our bottom ones are switched. I have the context of the manga for Skip Beat, so that changes it a little for me. Flash, yeah, I just freaking Shoko. Ugh.
And that's it.
Yeah, okay. That is our latest standings in the rankings.
Yep, and that's also basically the end of the show.
Yes.
If you enjoyed our coverage of Chi Furu, please rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice and leave a comment saying how much you enjoyed our coverage of Chihaya Furu on Apple Podcasts or in Spotify or on the YouTube videos, or email us. I mentioned earlier, you can email us if you have bonus ideas. You can also email us about anything. You could just say, hey, you know, you said this stuff and I didn't like it. Here's an email about it. But more likely, you should say, hey, you said this thing and I liked it. Keep it up. We like encouragement. It's good. Tell your friends.
That's right.
About the show and help us increase our listenership. So we'll keep doing it forever. And we'll watch every show, Joe, because they're going to stop making them, it seems like. And we'll be able to actually watch them all.
For sure. Yes. If you or someone you know is a fan of My Happy Marriage, we are going to be covering season one of that. So
at least maybe season two. We'll see.
Put out the good word. Yes, we shall see. Yeah. Now that I saw those floating things in my tea, I'm now paranoid that the last tea I drank had it. And so now I'm like, my throat feels weird, even though it's just because I think it had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joe's going. He's gone dark.
He's
in a dark room.
The
now.
Sun has gone down. The ambient light in my room is gone from the window.
That's the end of the Chihayafuru saga.
We finished another show. It's over.
Yeah, it's finally we can add another new one, and then it's just gonna be new ones from here. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and we're excited to start our new series. So we'll catch you next time for My Happy Marriage episodes 1 through 3, most likely.
Yep, 1 through 3. We'll do that. Almost certainly. Maybe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.